Today on Rock in the Suburbs,
we go undercover.
So much so that I don't even sound like Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Jim.
We're here.
Yes, we are.
Here, and I'm just laughing because this is really how I want to start the show.
Yeah.
Like that.
Nice crack.
Yeah, I've been, you know how like a well-trained dog will like sit with a treat, you know, like right in front of it or on its nose or something like that,
yep.
and just sit there very, very patiently until mm-hmm. the owner says, okay, right?
Yep.
That's how I've been with this beer sitting
You really
right
have
here, right?
been. Yeah, it's
Waiting
very impressive.
For us to start so I can crack it open,
That's
right?
That's dedication to the show. I appreciate that. I've had like six beers while you were waiting for that one to open.
So having a Guinness tonight.
Yes.
I got to watch my weight. And Guinness
That's what it is.
Lower in calories.
That's right. We got a race coming up. We got to stay in shape.
Ah. Yeah, the other day, I think people out in listener land can relate to this, married people. I put on a shirt and I said to the wife, does this shirt seem too tight on me?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, no. And then there was like a pause and then she goes, but if you gain one more pound, it will be. I was like, ooh,
that's
message
better.
Received.
Yeah, that's better than on second thought. Yeah, it's too tight.
All right, so this is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are going to follow up on a series of shows we did, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago on cover songs, right?
I love this, yeah. Because people wrote in. And we have the best listeners on Planet USA, Jim.
That's right. Absolutely.
Planet the world, actually.
So, of course, you know, anytime you talk about stuff like this, like cover songs, you know, people want to chime in, say, this is another great song. And
everybody's got a
that.
Favorite. Yeah.
We love that.
Yep.
So this next 3 days, I think we're going to go through some listener cover songs picks. And then
that's right.
That'll probably generate more. And,
yeah.
You know, you guys
we'll
can just run
there.
The show. Yeah.
It's like perfect pop, I think, in many ways. Yes. Right, Jim? It just sort of... Something that a lot of people have in common. It sort of regenerates on itself, and you can always think of something.
That's right. So the other exciting thing is we got a few calls. You're going to hear a
Great.
Call each of these days.
On the Suburban Party Line.
Episodes. And why don't we hit up one right now?
Let's do it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Eric Lorenz from Lincoln, Illinois. I'm taking your advice and calling into the Suburban Party Line to talk about one of my favorite cover songs, which is Little Wing by Derek and the Dominoes. What I like about this version is that they took Jimi Hendrix's original and basically went bigger in every respect. The cover version starts off with a huge riff that's unlike anything that's on the original version, and then the dueling guitars of Eric Clapton and Duane Allman take over. I think the vocals on the cover version are also more emotive and done in a more of a blues style, whereas Jimi Hendrix's vocals seem more laid back to me. The drums on the Derek and the Dominoes version also sound bigger to me. Last but not least, I like the placement of Little Wing as the first song on side four when you're listening to the vinyl version of the Layla album. The title track Layla is also on that side, and I think that Little Wing and the guitar-driven part of Layla go together to form a final crescendo on the album that is then offset by the coda that comes at the end of Layla, followed by the very last song, Thorn Tree in the Garden. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the original version of Little Wing, but I do like this cover version better. Anyway, thanks for doing Coverage Week, and keep rocking the suburbs.
your thoughts on Little Wing. Are you a big Clapton guy?
I'm a Clapton guy. I gotta say first, though, Jim, let me start at the beginning.
Okay.
I think Eric needs to spend a little more time with the Layla album and Little Wing and the way the album flows together, because I was really impressed by the fact that he knew exactly where that fit and its rise and fall on that landmark album, and that was really impressive. So I would say hats off to Eric for being a purist on Derek and the Dominoes' Layla. That's an incredible record. But you know, it's interesting to me, like, covering Jimi Hendrix, who was a master sort of interpreter, is really interesting, but also, you know, a writer of masterful mm-hmm. original songs. So he's a really interesting figure in rock and roll history, right, who was breaking down R&B and rock and roll and so many different styles, yet Clapton was sympathetic to that and could do it. You know, Clapton, I think, is very similar to Hendrix in the fact he's a master interpreter, but also he was a masterful songwriter.
The one point that Eric made about Duane Allman, mm-hmm. right? I do find it kind of fascinating that here's Eric Clapton, you know, recording this project with this new, you know, band. I don't know. Did they ever really consider it like this was going to be a lasting band, or was it more always considered kind of a one-off?
I think they were going to do it as a one-off and kind of see what happened with
right.
it. And, you know, it's no secret to a lot of people that there was a lot of hard drug use going on down in Florida when they started recording this record. Clapton, right there amongst them. So whether they were thinking about the future, I don't know. But I think it really was sort of like, let's get down there. We'll make this record. We'll all get some money. We'll fulfill this contract, and then we'll see what happens. You know, maybe we'll take it on the road, as far as I understand.
Right. So Duane Allman played not on the entire album, but some of the tracks. And
yeah, that's right. And the way I always understood it, Jim, was that like the sessions for Derek and the Dominoes weren't going that well, and Tom Dowd took Clapton and the whole band to see the Allman Brothers play a concert.
Okay.
And that's what kind of sprung them creatively when they heard Duane Allman playing, and that sort of set the sessions on their way.
Because what I was going to say is, credit to Eric Clapton, I'm not sure how many guitarists would invite another great guitarist to come in and play on a record like this.
That's
supposed to be
not.
Your showcase,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, Duane Allman was undeniably great. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So that's cool.
And yeah.
Then you get that sort of like, you know, that twin guitar sound that mm-hmm. just cranks it up. So that's awesome.
It is awesome. And it's hard to turn that off, you know, after just a minute or two, because that's a long flowing piece that's really great. And on the subject of covers, I will say that I always thought Clapton did a pretty good job on I Shot the Sheriff by Bob Marley. People are probably going to say, like, that's lame, but I think it's a really good, sympathetic cover version. I really do. I enjoy it.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it got tons and tons of airplay back in the day.
Hit. Yeah.
But I like it, too. I like it because I don't think he tried to sort of imitate reggae.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly. That's what I think was so successful about it. Yeah, he did it in his own style.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it really worked. And it actually kind of showed how, you know, it's, you know, reggae, just like other forms of Western pop music, is built on a lot of the same, mm-hmm. you know, kind of song structures and same, you know, changes and things like that. And it lends itself to that.
Yep.
I thought it was pretty good, too. I mean, he also was pretty famous for covering Crossroads,
yeah,
right?
Not bad.
Yeah.
A lot of blues stuff. Yeah. Blues breakers. So.
All right. Bravo. Thank you for the call. More people should call. We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Yes, we are. But thanks, Eric. That was great.
Okay. So now we'll take a break mm-hmm. and we'll come back with another listener cover song pick. Patrick, are you a big subscriber? Do you like to subscribe to things?
I subscribe to pretty much everything because, you know, if I don't, Jim, I'll forget. And that's the thing with me. I like to, when I'm thinking about something, I'll go ahead and subscribe to it.
Good.
And then it'll just come to me and I'll have to worry about it. You know, I've subscribed to some pretty strange stuff, but it's all worked out, you know, for the most part, pretty well.
You know, these days you can get a subscription to like just about anything. They
just
make
about
these
anything.
Boxes where it can be like, I'm into fly fishing and it's like the lure of the month or whatever, right? Or
Or
I like bow ties. I get bow tie of the month.
Bow tie of the month.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, and another thing you can do, and you don't have to wait like a month. In fact, you'll get this like really frequently. Some might even say,
immediately.
Or every day.
It's
a subscription to Rock in the Suburbs.
Yes, it is.
And it's free. Mm-hmm. And all you do is you go to Apple Podcasts / iTunes, either on your desktop or your mobile device, and you hit the little subscribe button, and then every day it'll show up in your My Podcasts feed.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. it. That's all you got to do.
You're done.
And it's the best way to listen to the show because you never have to go hunting for it. You never have to remember, like you were saying, it's just right there.
Yeah.
All right. So I think people should do that.
Do it now.
Okay. Okay. Now we're back and we're talking about cover songs. And mm-hmm. let's see. We heard Eric Lorenz recommended Derek and the Dominoes version of Little Wing.
Thank you, Eric.
Let me read here an email that we got from Stephen Routledge, mm-hmm. however that's pronounced.
Stevie Rout.
He says, Jim and Patrick, greetings from the UK. That's always exciting.
Yeah.
You get stuff all over the world. I've just finished catching up with, it could mean University of Kentucky. I used to live in Kentucky and they would call it UK.
Greetings the University of Kentucky.
Yes, okay. Which could be a problem because I'm a Louisville fan. But anyway, all right. I don't think that's what he means. Anyway, let's get back to this. He says, I've just finished catching up with Covers Week, and I wanted to make my suggestion. Having just seen the Afghan Whigs in Glasgow, that's a tip-off, I'd have to recommend their version of Frida Payne's Band of Gold from their 1992 Sub Pop Covers EP, Uptown Avondale.
Okay.
Greg Dooley has been a fantastic interpreter of others' songs throughout his career, both with the Whigs and the Twilight Singers. He puts in parentheses, C covers album Powder Burns. Mm-hmm. The crashing guitars and pained vocal really capture the inherent sadness of this song, whilst the soul feel that the Whigs have always had still comes through. If you're not familiar with it, I hope you enjoy it. Also, their new album, In Spades, is fantastic and stands up easily to anything from their 90s heyday. Mm. Keep up the good work, Stephen. All right. Well, thank you for that, Stephen. And let's hear some Band of Gold
coming at you.
You're a big Afghan Whigs fan.
Yeah, I like Afghan Whigs a lot. And that was a great choice, Jim. I think, Afghan Whigs from Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's correct.
Right? They were around since like 87, 88, something like that. And went through a couple different phases. You know, interestingly, I think they sort of rode that initial wave of kind of grunge and you know, loud guitars, right? They rode that in, but then later revealed that they were always kind of... fans of R&B and sort of soul records and had a really interesting front man, right? Who had a lot of different influences and likes, and they sort of found a way to merge all that stuff together.
One thing that Greg Dooley liked to do, I assume this was his doing in the band, was unlike a lot of rock bands when they take on, you know, an R&B song like this or a pop song or something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of them will tend to like speed it up, sort of like, you know, let's rock it up, let's make it faster tempo and put, you know, just kind of like buzzy guitars behind it or something like that. And that's, you know, kind of a good sort of standard formula for doing a cover song.
Yep.
But it seemed like Afghan Whigs would like slow it down, man, and get really at like the root of the song, and really, you know, and it gave Greg Dooley this great moment to really like emote.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, and it was largely about his voice, but as the writer points out too, you got those like this sort of like crazy sounds going on behind him.
It's quite a beautiful cover, and as you said, come at quite differently. And the Afghan Whigs are interesting because they later embraced, you know, being more popular. They signed to a major label. They had a record called Gentleman. I don't know if you remember that record.
I love that record.
Do you know where that record was recorded, Jim?
I do not.
Arden Studios, Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, right? So it's got that Memphis Stax kind of influence to it. And, you know, kind of embrace that. And I love that about that band. So I think this is a great pick. And I think the 1992, I believe, is Uptown Avondale.
That's what he says here. And that was so, when they were on Sub Pop.
Right, exactly. So yeah.
The original.
Fairly, relatively mid-period or early mid-period of the band's career. But yeah, what a nice call.
The original is from 1970.
Yeah. Very cool.
Freda Payne, who is related to a singer from the Supremes, Sherry Payne.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Did you know that?
No, I did not. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And as we were saying, in the movie Beautiful Girls, the Afghan Whigs appear and they sing a cover song in a dive bar. And that's not a bad thing at all.
Barry White. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So tomorrow we're going to do two more listener cover picks. And then the next day, two more.
Yes.
Right? So that'll be a lot of fun. All right.
It's going to be a good week.
Now, here's how you, listener, can contribute to this. As you heard, we really enjoy it. I think you enjoy it as a listener when people call and
I
talk,
enjoy it.
Right?
That's right.
Isn't
what
that
we want you to do is call the Suburban Party Line.
Call the Suburban Party Line.
That's
the number is 612-440-1984. And Patrick, we now have music to go with the Suburban Party Line.
What do you mean?
We have a
music.
Jingle.
You're kidding me.
We have a jingle. You know, because any good advertising campaign, if this is what we want people to do, take action, it has to have a jingle, right?
I'm speechless.
All right. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
There you go.
That's really an epic piece of music. Yeah.
Although I just realized the jingle probably should have the phone number in it too. 612-440-1984.
I'll make a guest appearance singing the low harmony part if somebody needs me to. Just give me a call.
Now, you're probably wondering, like, where did that come from?
Where the hell did that come from?
Okay, so I thought it'd be fun to have a jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always saying, call the line, call the line.
So and, we'll get it stuck in people's heads.
Right. Yes, exactly. That's how it should work.
Right.
And I contacted our friend Randall Brown from Quart Jar.
Yes.
And I said, Randall, I have this crazy idea. I want to do this jingle. And he agreed to help out. And I recorded that little keyboard part.
Uh-huh.
I sent it to him. He recruited a singer. And her name is Jody Manross.
Nice.
M-A-N-R-O-S-S.
Okay.
Manross or Manrose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And here's what he says. We want to give her some credit.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought she did an amazing job.
I'm going to read this little brief bio of Jody. Known as the, quote, little woman with the big voice, Jody Manross is a Knoxville, Tennessee singer-songwriter, folk and blues. After a few years in New York City, she has returned to Knoxville, where she is also a licensed acupuncturist.
Oh, nice.
Jody has opened for artists such as B.B. King, John Mayer, Blind Boys of Alabama, Keb Moe, Leon Russell, Sugarland, and Jennifer Nettles, Norman Blake, and Rusted Root.
Wow, that's incredible.
She and her band performed at Bonnaroo and all around the U.S. in venues and festivals. She has had music featured on Fox's hit show So You Think You Can Dance, and her music is used by various dance companies throughout the United States. She has 4 albums to date available at live shows and on Amazon, iTunes, and other digital download sites. And of course, she now has
a
jingle.
The Suburban Party Line jingle. Man, this is incredible, Jim.
Yes.
I feel incredibly happy right now.
So that's Jody, J-O-D-I-E, Manross, M-A-N-R-O-S-S. Joss. So you can apparently check her stuff out.
Do it.
Online. Go get her albums.
Thank you, Jody.
And you'll be able to hear her regularly here on Rockin' the Suburbs singing our Suburban Party Line jingle.
This is great.
All right. And the lyrics. You like the lyrics.
I love the lyrics, okay. Man, because they're really relatable.
All right. All right. Let's close this out.
All right.
So as we mentioned, listen to Rockin' the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every day. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, if you do want to email, you can do that rock@suburbspod.com. You can also visit our website, which is suburbspod.com. We have some cool things going on there, right?
We do, right. Just published a couple new pieces. So go read all the new content. Adam Woodard, thank you, man.
And you can find us on the social medias, yes, which is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That is @suburbspod. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And more covers tomorrow.
Can we hear the jingle again, please?
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
Call the Suburban. Yeah, I don't know what's going on right now.
Here. I can do it on my phone. Where's that?
Mm-hmm.